Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Garrard, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker, here, excused, Boquist, Gilliam.
Okay, and do that in the
flag salute will be led by Representative Broom.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The opening ceremony will be presented by Representative David Edwards, District 30, reciting a poem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, esteemed colleagues, assembled guests. Good morning. When I was pursuing my master's degree in English literature at the University of Southern California, I had the pleasure of meeting the poet laureate of the United States, Mark Strand, and one of his works, titled The Continuous Life, has a particular resonance with me. The poem asks us to remember and revel in things larger than ourselves, things beyond the mundane trials of everyday life. It is a testimony to our ever-present connection to the divine, and in that spirit, I'd like to read the poem for your pleasure. What of the neighborhood homes awash in a silver light, of children hunched in the bushes, watching the grown-ups for signs of surrender, signs that the irregular pleasures of moving from day to day, of being adrift on the swell of duty, have run their course? Oh, parents, confess to your little ones the night is a long way off, and your taste for the mundane grows. Tell them your worship of household chores has barely begun. Describe the beauty of shovels and rakes, brooms and mops. Say there will always be cooking and cleaning to do, that one thing leads to another, which leads to another. Explain that you live between two great darks, the first with an ending, the second without one. That the luckiest thing is having been born, that you live in a blur of hours and days, months and years, and believe it has meaning. Despite the occasional fear, you are slipping away with nothing completed, nothing to prove you existed. Tell the children to come inside, that your search goes on for something you lost, a name, a family album that fell from its own small matter into another, a piece of dark that might have been yours, you don't really know. Say that each of you tries to keep busy, learning to lean down close and hear the careless breathing of earth, and feel its available languor come over you, wave after wave, sending small tremors of love through your brief, undeniable selves into your days and beyond.
Thank you, Representative. And before we sit down, I wanted to mention to you all that I think you're probably aware that Bill Linden, a friend and colleague in legislative affairs for many years, is in his twilight hours. And maybe we can just pause and have a moment of silence as we think about him and his family. Courtesies. Representative Boone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I'd like to direct your attention to the side aisle over here. I have two very good friends here for NAMI Day, Juanita Price and Richard Elfring. And although they're not my constituents, they're my very good friends, and I work with them in the district, and I'd like you to wish them a warm welcome to the Capitol.
Representative Gelser.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to address your attention to the back aisle up here. We have 22 members of the Mid-Valley NAMI organization. I'm not going to name all of their names, but they are wonderful advocates in Benton County and in Linn County for individuals with mental illness and their loved ones. So please give your greetings to them. I'm also grateful to welcome to the Capitol today the Family Action Coalition team, which is a statewide group of people advocating for children with physical and developmental disabilities and mental illness. And two individuals participating in that today are my constituents, Kimberly Cleveland, who's the mother of a beautiful six-year-old child, and Jerry Amon, who is an occupational therapist serving young children with disabilities. Thank you.
Representative Cowan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I'd like you to help me welcome to the Capitol today in the gallery on that side the students from Triangle Lake High School in the northern part of Linn County. We have three members of the class of seven in Triangle Lake High School who were willing to get up very early this morning and make the trip over here, and will be headed back in time for their athletic activities this afternoon. So please make welcome Grant, Corey, and Elizabeth, who is an exchange student from Norway, and their social studies teacher, Terry Wynn. And I have a second group here.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I also see that a group has joined us in the gallery from Lincoln County, the mental health program, some folks who were in to visit with me a few moments ago, and some of the staff people that work with them. So please, welcome to the Capitol. Thank you.
Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and colleagues, I just wanted to have courtesies of the House extended to Steve and Karen Weiss from Salem, who are visiting the Capitol today. And they were over in the side aisle. Perhaps they're still within earshot somewhere, Mr. Speaker. They have a young son who joined the Marine Corps early last year after graduating from the Oregon Youth Challenge. He turned 18 last month and is scheduled to deploy to Iraq in the late summer. They have additional thoughts they would love to share with anybody at some point if folks want to visit with them.
Thank you. And I'd like to announce that tomorrow Representative Crummell is having a birthday. I saw him a moment ago. Jerry, are you here? Right over here. Happy birthday. We won't be in session to wish it to tomorrow. Messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate. First reading, memorials and resolutions. Standing committee reports. The committee report files dated January 26th, 27th, 29th, and 30th have been distributed. Propositions and motions. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 2509 relating to the use of electronic signaling devices. House Bill 2510 relating to high school graduation requirements. House Bill 2511 relating to tampering with road signs. House Bill 2512 relating to vehicle dealers. House Bill 2513 relating to gift cards. House Bill 2514 relating to mass transit emergencies. House Bill 2515 relating to light rail. House Bill 2516 relating to education finance declaring an emergency. House Bill 2517 relating to medical devices. House Bill 2518 relating to tollways. House Bill 2519 relating to task force on gambling in Oregon and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2520 relating to Class 2 all-terrain vehicles. House Bill 2521 relating to polygraph examinations. House Bill 2522 relating to veterans' health benefits. House Bill 2523 relating to disclosure of economic benefits provided by pharmaceutical manufacturing companies' property money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2524 relating to healthcare facility acquired infections and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2525 relating to system development charges. House Bill 2526 relating to suspension of driving privileges. House Bill 2527 relating to public meetings. House Bill 2528 relating to investigations by agencies. House Bill 2529 relating to sponsorship of measures. House Bill 2530 relating to taxation, prescribing an effective date and providing for revenue raising and press approval by a 3/5 majority. House Bill 2531 relating to farm employment tax credits. House Bill 2532 relating to juvenile court jurisdictions. House Bill 2533 relating to talented gift program property money and declaring emergency. House Bill 2534 relating to transfer supervision of offenders between counties. House Bill 2535 relating to mall beverages, cost recovery fees, property money, prescribing an effective date and providing for revenue raising and press approval by a 3/5 majority. House Bill 2536 relating to motor vehicle passenger safety and declaring an emergency.
Bills read first time or passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of House bills. Consent calendar. Third reading of House bills. Final reading, memorials and resolutions. Bills, reports, and other business line on the table. First reading of Senate bills. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. I have filed a proposed amendment to House Rule 8.20, subsection 8, and it has been distributed to the members' desks. In compliance with House Rule 205, the clerk shall read the proposed amendment.
Proposed amendment to House Rules 8.20, committee action required. Delete subsection 8, measures delivered to the chief clerk prior to the date set forth in enrolled Senate concurrent resolution 1, 2007 regular session as the start date for daily floor session shall be processed in compliance with House Rule 9.05 and held for second reading until such date. Submitted by and signed Speaker Jeff Merkley, dated January 30, 2007.
The proposed amendment to House Rule 8.20 is referred to the Committee on Elections, Ethics, and Rules in compliance with House Rule 2.05. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I've got a check for each one of you of about $500, so, and you don't even have to include it in your income. How's that? And it's not in violation of our rules. On your desk
colleagues,
today.
Colleagues, can we please have some silence and some attention to Representative Butler, please?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't even get that at home. That's wonderful. On your desk today, you'll find the Oregon Legislators Tax Guide for 2006. For those of you who are brand new in this process, learn something from it today. But for those of you who were here in or elected before the most recent election, recognize that you have some adjustments to make on your tax return. And my wife has very kindly shot a copy of page 40, and that's included in there. And this is to help you to know what the code is. There's a special code. Took us a couple of hours to get it this week from the Department of Revenue. They don't give it out to more than 90 people each 2 years. But it's code 335 that you'll have to use on the face of your tax return. Now, if you do not, for those of you who are returning, if you do not have a number entered in on page 1, line 18 of your tax return, when it is completed, guilty, I've done it myself, then you have just contributed as much as probably $600 or $700 to the state of Oregon. Thank you very much. We'll get it back in kickers. But if you'd like to go ahead and get that and have already filed your 2005 return, then please go ahead and make arrangements to get an amendment to your 2005 return. Take a look at it and see if you've got an amount entered on line 18 of your 2005 return. But you should have one entered on line 18 of your 2006 return and thereafter, as long as you serve in the Legislative Assembly.
The book is kind of exhaustive. It goes through a lot of issues that, if you don't mind sitting around watching paint dry, would probably just be really riveting. But other than that, if you'll just take this one page to your tax accountant or those people that prepare your income tax return and say, I've got to have something entered in on line 18 by the time I'm done, the savings, I calculated at last session, the savings is about $400 for each one of you, and it can be more than that. And I've amended my own return. I've assisted other members in both the House and the Senate in amending your tax returns to make sure that you get that in there. It's a valuable credit, and it's something that allows you to come to Salem, work in Salem at just a little bit cheaper cost by not having to pay state tax on some of the stipends that we receive that would otherwise be taxable. They are taxable for federal, but because our duties are so exhaustive here in Salem, we've actually excluded those from our tax returns. And again, I want to thank the Oregon Society of CPAs as well as the filler firm of Grove Mueller Swank PCs, Certified Public Accountants. They've gone through a lot of work to put this together for us, and please take it home to your accountant or the person that will be assisting you in the preparation of your return. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want the record to show that the word taxes for this session for the first time was uttered on the floor by a member of the other caucus. Seriously, House Democrats will convene promptly at 11:30, not 11:40, not 11:35, promptly at 11:30 this morning in the caucus room.
Other announcements? Remonstrances? Representative Reed.
Speaker, friends, I have not been a legislator for very long, but one thing I've noticed in my brief time here is that it's often difficult to keep up with things that are going on beyond the state capitol walls as we consider the state's future. And in that vein, I wanted to remind you of something significant that happened in our district over the weekend. Our community held a memorial service for Sergeant Sean Fennerty. Sergeant Fennerty was a graduate of Jesuit High School and of Oregon State University, and he was killed about 10 days ago in Iraq when his vehicle was struck. As we consider where our state's going, I think it's appropriate that we honor contributions of Oregonians today. And I just wanted to add my own words of thanks and appreciation to those of the governor and countless others and say a simple and humble thank you.
Thank you. Adjournment. Representative Jensen, 11 a.m., Tuesday, February 6, 2007.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House stand adjourned until 11 a.m., Tuesday, February 6, 2007.
Representative Jensen moves the House adjourned until 11 a.m. Tuesday, February 6, 2007. Without objection, the House is adjourned.